The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So there's something compelling about us being here tonight, something that has drawn us here. And I would suggest that it's more than habit, it's more than duty, and it's more than because it's just the beginning of Lent. What we say and what we do this night has power. And part of the power that is of this night is that it is this night that the church speaks words of truth. Words that can't be ignored, words that can't be disputed, words that cannot be denied. Tonight we say and we confirm with touch, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Anything we may hope that is true, or fear, or believe, or doubt, this we know. We're mortal. We are born, and we will die. From dust to dust. It's as if hearing the words aren't enough. They're literally rubbed into our foreheads. The ashes mark us. Our fate is strangely visible. And yet Jesus takes it one more step and reminds us that death, dust, is the destination. Not just of our bodies, but most of what we consider worth living for. that moth and thieves and rust can and will reduce to dust. Every goal, every dream, every value, every treasure we hold dear. We know this. These words give us perspective that the world tries to hide and deny, and you and I, at least I do, I try to ignore it. Dust and ashes. These are what we see if we look far enough ahead and honestly enough. They are the final return in our investment. We say this tonight, knowing its truth and knowing its power. And these grim but honest words, they can be devastating. Most of us here tonight, I dare say, know the personal crisis that comes with that very first realization of the certainty of our own death. And how jarring that is. On this night, on this Wednesday, we are reminded of this. From dust to dust. And while we know the certainty of our own death, we believe just as firmly that we are created by God. We didn't just happen. We didn't emerge willy-nilly by some fluke. The dust of our beginnings, from which we came, isn't a matter of chance. Our lives, each and every one of us, are gifts from God, nothing less. Your dust was molded by the very hands of God, and God's Spirit breathed life into it. Your dust is holy, each and every one of you. Your ashes are blessed by the power of God. What seems a threat, you are dust, becomes a promise. God's love will see us through. See us through our physical disintegration and beyond. God is with us from our very beginning and even before. Your dust is holy, and it is cherished by our loving God. That said, the ashes on our foreheads aren't just tossed there or scattered there randomly. They are placed there in the form of a cross. Because we mortals are connected both to Good Friday and Easter morning. Tonight we remember the promise. We have risen from dust to this mortal life with Christ. And we will rise from the dust of death to life into the eternal presence of God. To dust we shall return, yes, but with Christ. So dust and ashes, they point us to the power and love of God, both at the beginning and at the end. They remind us that because of the good news, that Jesus did not stay dead, that we are called, as we live between dust and dust, to repent and to return to our risen Lord. To repent is looking and moving in a new direction. So let's say we're driving in Chicago. driving along, but we're driving to New York. We're going west. We're going west. Going west, we're not going to get there. No matter how many times we pull off the road, stop the car, get out, and apologize. But tonight's call to repent. Know that it does not center in fear on what will happen to us if we don't. It doesn't center on guilt or duty or what we think we ought to do. Tonight's call to repent is centered on God's love for us, each and every one of us. God's love that is at the heart of creation, seen most fully in the cross. It centers on God's love that transforms ashes into agents of hope for all. Repentance isn't something that we can think ourselves into. It's not something that we can pay lip service and have happen. It requires action. Scripture tells us that the ancient disciplines of prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving, which is doing for others, are powerful helps. They're spiritual practices that keep us moving in the right direction. Jesus commands these three and then goes another step, insisting that we practice them in private. And when we do, our growth in Christ and Christ in us will be something that will be safe from rust and moths and thieves and the admiration of others. So remember, you are dust, and rejoice. God is with us in the beginning, at the end, and even now as we live in the in-between. Repent. Return to the Lord in joyful obedience. Our God who created us loves us and is calling us. Thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.